This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies.
And good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning.
Clouds of white.
It's going to be a nice day out there.
Blessed day.
Hopefully, the sun will come out. It's going to be in the 40s and 50s today. I just heard from my boss that we're getting another freeze tonight. So, you know, take a look at anything that's tender that you keep out there. You know, maybe take a look at that pumpkin, bringing that pumpkin in so it doesn't rot on you. Some of those mums that you might have on the porch or the front steps, bringing those in. So there's a freeze warning, at least in my area. So I'm assuming that there's going to be it out there in a couple areas as well. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to go right into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up first this hour?
Mary in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yeah, I got a question about a mum.
Okay.
I had it planted in the back of our shed, like last year, and it got dug out. So when it got dug out, I thought I better put it in a pot, and I have it in a pot now, and it looks like it's starting to bloom. Now I want to know, can I plant that in the ground again, or is it too late to get it rooted in?
Now, do you have the hardy mum, or do you have like a, you know, the perennial mum, or is it an annual mum?
I think it was a hardy, because I had planted out after I had received it. I put it in the ground when the guy told me, and it did survive. You know, it bloomed, but it just got dug out. So I'm wondering what can I do? Can I put it back in again, or should I wait till the spring?
Now, you could put it back in again and try to have it start to establish. The root system will start to work into the ground. But it seems like you had success with it above ground in a container, overwintering it this past year.
Right. Yeah.
So I would stick to the same process, because we're almost November.
Yeah.
We're starting to get a little bit of the freezes out there.
Yeah.
I was just saying before we started talking that, you know, there is a freeze warning where I am. I know you're in Pennsylvania, so maybe you're a little bit behind that, but I'm sure you're not too far behind.
Oh, we're going to get a frost this at maybe tonight again.
Yeah, so I would definitely stay the way you were doing it. If this was, let's say, beginning of September, middle of September, I would say, yeah, definitely get it in the ground.
Yeah.
But stick with what you were successful with last year.
And do I just cut it back after they bloom and then feed it, or just what?
Well, so you want it to have a little bit of a dormancy period.
Oh.
So you can cut it back.
Uh-huh.
Don't feed it.
Uh-huh.
Just, you know, give it one last good watering. I'm assuming you're bringing it into, like, the basement or in the house, something along those lines.
I got a grow light in there under, you know, in my basement. I got a grow light, a big grow light. So.
Yep. Okay. Well, so I wouldn't feed it at this time, because you don't want to promote growth. You want it to allow it to have like a dormancy period. And I'm not saying it's going to lose everything along those lines. You just want it to not have to focus on getting new blossoms, new growth for a bit.
Okay.
So you can cut it back a little bit if you'd like. Water it, but don't water it as often. Cut back on the watering a little bit. Water it every few days, maybe even every week to 10 days.
Okay.
You don't want it to completely dry out, but you don't want it to stay wet.
Okay.
You could have some rot by having it just stay wet consistently.
Yeah. Okay, that was my question. I thank you very much.
All right, Mary, thank you so much for the phone call, and good luck.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to help you with all your gardening questions. We'll do everything we can to help you out. Are animals eating those beautiful, expensive plants around your home? Bonides Repels All is the answer. Bonides Repels All is an all-natural animal repellent that repels deer, rabbits, skunks, squirrels, chipmunks, raccoons, and more by scent, taste, and as an irritant. Unlike other repellents, Repels All does not have an unpleasant odor and will last for up to 2 months. You can safely apply all-natural Repels All to trees, shrubs, perennials, bulbs, and other plants. It's also great to use on structures and fences to prevent horses from chewing on them. Repels All is available in both a liquid and granular form. The liquids are available in a ready-to-use concentrate and a hose-end sprayer container which attaches to your garden hose. The granular form is available in a shaker container for easy application and a 6-pound bag that you can apply throughout your spreader. Bonide products are family-made in America. Repels All is available at these fine stores. Longfellow's Greenhouse in Manchester, Maine. A Campbell's True Value Agway in Central Maine. And Hart Farm in Dennisport, Massachusetts. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Marlene in Massachusetts.
Marlene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Well, thank you so much for carrying on your dad's great legacy and sharing your knowledge that you have about plants.
Thank you.
I have a problem that I got when I bought my plants. I got white flies.
Okay.
And you know, I was told, oh, yeah, they did have them in the greenhouse. It was the senior center. And they had them in the greenhouse, but, you know, everything was cool. Well, yeah, until I planted in my garden and in some of my containers. Now, will those, like the ones outside, like that's in my vegetable garden, will those die off? Or does the lava still stay in there? Or what do I do?
So they're in the garden. You're not going to bring them in, right? This is all stuff that's going to stay outside?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to check this.
Hopefully, unless I got a hitchhiker that came in, you know, I did have some coleuses and, you know, that they, you know, I took some cuttings and stuff. But other than that, not great to bring any of those plants in.
Okay. So some of it will die off, but the problem is a lot of it will overwinter in the plant.
Okay. Well, these are like tomato. These are like, they came in on tomato plants, cucumber plants, pepper plants, you know,
okay.
And I didn't know if I needed to put something down or plastic in order to kill them.
There's a couple things you can do here. So instead of keeping those for your compost, all the anything that's left, the plant, just, you know, get rid of them versus putting them in the compost area. That's just one of the ways that I would start. I would start by doing that just to really help next year's crop. So you're not, you know, they'll overwinter on some of the plants or into the soil. So that's why you would want to just get rid of them instead of keeping them on a, in the compost, because the compost will warm up. It won't kill everything.
Right.
But it still, you know, could overwinter there. You could be spraying right now because of if they're still out there, to kill anything that's living, it would be like an all seasons oil, the all seasons ready to use. Where it's just a trigger spray the plant down. That's not something that would go into the soil. It's something that would is just, it has to be contact-based so that the white fly would wipe into it, that type of thing. You could also use, like, the Boneem from Boneide or a neem oil.
Okay.
Those products you could actually use inside as well, just in case those white flies did come in on the coleus cuttings or anything along those lines. They'd be safe to use inside because they are both organic. That's what I would do now, spraying it now. In the spring, you should be all right with them because if we have a very harsh winter, which usually happens in New England, there's no in-between I've found. With New England, it's usually, you know, not a lot of snow or a heavy amount of snow, and that's probably what we're going to have again, which has been the past couple of years. It could kill off some of those, and they might not survive. But in the spring, what I want you to do is take a look and see if you're seeing those early, and that's when you would start spraying with the All Seasons oil early. There's no real way for, like, to kill a white fly in the soil unless it would be in a soil from inside. You could use a systemic granular in the spring that would help kill the insects, but that's not always the best when you're coming to vegetables.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I like to stick with the All Seasons or the neem oil.
Okay.
All right.
Wonderful. Thank you for your help. I appreciate it so much. Enjoy
the
show.
Thank you for the phone call. Thank you for it. The phone number here is 855-660-4261.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know DuraZone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And DuraZone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of DuraZone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced DuraZone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season-Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season-Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Jim in Massachusetts.
Jim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, good. My daughter and grandkids live in Winchester, and we go up to your store quite often, and we love it.
So, excellent.
Yeah. I have two quick questions. One, it's been a very nice summer, and I have a little porch, and I've had some four magnolias on the
yep.
porch, and I hate to see them just die off. Is there any way to save them over the winter?
Well, you can definitely bring them in inside for the winter. How big are they?
The pots are probably about 8 inches across, and the plants right now are probably about 2.5 feet high.
Okay. So you could definitely bring them in and keep them in a sunny window where they're going to get some light during the season, during the winter seasons. Obviously, the sun isn't as warm, it isn't as prominent, because, you know, outside in a porch, you're going to get more sun, you're going to get that filtered sun as well. But you can definitely bring them in, keep them in a, maybe like a south-facing window, so it's going to get the morning sun and throughout the day, that type of thing. That should help it. Cut back on the watering a little bit. Don't overwater it, but don't underwater it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You want to make sure that it just doesn't stay wet.
Okay.
You don't want to really fertilize on the inside when it's inside like that. You want to have it have that dormancy period a little bit where it's not focusing on, new growth, new flowers, etc. One of the other things I'd like to see you do when you bring it in is use a systemic insect control. There's a granular form from Bonide. One of them will say like 2% systemic insecticide. You mix that into the soil. That helps take care of any of like the fungus gnats or any soil-borne insects. So when you're bringing it into the house, you don't have those types of things. So that's one way to help it. But you definitely can bring it in to save it.
Great. Okay, great. And the other just quick question I have is, I have a little space by the side of my garage that I just usually plant some tomato plants or maybe cucumbers and stuff. Not a very big place. And I just went through it now and took everything out, tore it all up. And but I was wondering, I usually plant some tulip bulbs. Could I plant those where my garden was and then in the spring pull the bulbs out or after they flowered?
You could. I mean, because usually, you know, when you're putting in tomatoes or cucumbers, that type of thing, usually you have to wait till around May 20th for that last frost. So the tulip bulb should be gone at that point. Having something in there growing will actually wake up the garden early like you want for that garden, and it could actually help benefit. So you have some sort of root system growing. You're putting fertilizer in there to help that, and it might actually help the root system long term in there. One of the other things I'd like to see you do, and my father had talked about this prior, and it was something that I have looked into myself, is when you clean out the garden, leave the plants in there. Cut the tomatoes, the cucumbers, whatever, all the way back to the ground. Leave about an inch, but leave that root system intact until spring, until you go to replant.
Right.
Because what it's doing is that root system is working and doing everything all winter and continuing that that flow, especially if you have the mycorrhizae fungi that is in there. Say you use like a plant starter. It'll keep that in the soil consistently instead of a start-stop.
Okay.
So what this could also...
I was thinking, you had said before about planting something like winter wheat or something, and I had thought about doing something like that. But
the other thing, you know, what I'm thinking is by putting these bulbs in the ground, they do have that dormancy period, but I think it's going to help by having some sort of root system in there early.
Great.
To help when you do your garden later on. I think it can only be beneficial for you.
Okay, I'm going to try it. Thank you very much.
All right, Jim, thank you so much for the phone call. Thank you, and good luck with the garden.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out the best we can.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. In the headlines, no one hits the Powerball, so the jackpot Wednesday night, $620 million. Tuesday night, the Mega Millions at $1.6 billion. 30 people hurt in a floor collapse at a clubhouse in Clemson, South Carolina. The first floor at the Woodlands Complex collapses into the basement as people dancing, the injured being treated at the hospital. President Trump in Elko, Nevada for a Make America Great Again rally. He's there to show support for Nevada Senator Republican Dean Heller.
In just 17 days, the people of Nevada are going to reelect Senator Dean Heller to protect your jobs, defend your borders, and to continue making America great again. That's what we're doing.
Ahead of the president's speech, patriots in the crowd shouting,
USA! USA!
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We get right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Carl in Keene, New Hampshire.
Carl, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I'm 56 years old. I've never grown anything on my own. I've tried. I could kill radish. I just survived heart surgery, quit smoking, all in a week and a half. I'm ready to get a house plant. I have no south-facing sun, very large room, skylight, small window. I wondered what you'd recommend and fertilizer and everything.
So you're looking to put it in more of like an area that has a little bit of shade?
Something like that. I can take it out in the spring. If I hang it off the skylight, it will get quite a bit of sun.
Okay. Well, so there's
flowers, but.
Okay. So if we're looking to do some shade house plants, you have a couple options. You have a lot of different options. One of the easier ones to get started with would maybe be a pothos or a fern. Pothos, they come in. They have a white with a white and green leaf or a yellowy and green leaf. Ferns, mm-hmm. You could do like some of the Boston ferns, some different types of ferns to be growing in the, you know, less light, if you will.
Okay.
A lot of those you can put into like a hanging basket, or you can keep into mm-hmm. a pot. You could also, if you're looking for a bigger, maybe like houseplant type, you could use, it's called a snake plant. It doesn't flower, but it's a nice little house plant. You could also use like a Diffenbachia. You could use like a staghorn fern for some shady areas. Okay. I think a few of those you could use. The staghorn fern would be more of a hanging. Let's see. Those are just really, to name a few, those are really some of the easier ones to do in the house.
Right.
If you're looking for sunny, you could always go with like a palm or a hibiscus or one of a nice leafy type plant is a fiddle leaf fig. Has really big leaves on it. You can get them in bush form or tree form. Those would take more sun. But as you said, you have more of the shade. You'd have to have it hanging from the skylight. Those are just a couple that you could do. I like to go with pothos because I've seen pothos just take off in a corner where it's not getting a lot of sun and just send out shoots both ways and kind of wrap around the top of a room, that type of thing. So, there's a number of ones that you could use out there, and I think pothos might be one of your easier ones just to get started and then build your way up from there.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Carl. Thank you for the phone call.
One last question.
Yeah, go right ahead.
I'm right in Keene. I didn't know you had a store in Winchester. Do you actually retail plants there?
So I'm in Winchester, Massachusetts.
Oh.
We do our store, all of our Mahoney's Garden Centers that we have actually do have houseplants.
Okay.
A couple of the
Thank
stores
you.
Do
I'll
close over the winter,
website.
But... Yep, definitely. It's mahoneysgarden.com. There's a lot of great information there. Our Winchester location has huge greenhouse and is always one of the things we say in the winter is it's always 70 degrees over in the winter over there. So it's nice to come and take a look.
All right. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, Carl. Thank you, and good luck.
Yep. If any trouble, I'll call you back. Thanks.
Sounds great.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Chris in Cape Cod.
Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. I just want to say I'm sorry for your loss. I actually lost my dad in April, so I know it's a difficult thing to experience. I met your dad maybe 10, 12 years ago in Hyannis at the Country Gardens, and he was a great guy, a lot of fun, and obviously very knowledgeable about plants and growing and, you know, your garden. My question... I'm on your, my car.
Yeah, Chris, you're breaking up a little bit. First off, thank you for your kind words. I do appreciate it. He was a great man. But you broke up a little bit, so I didn't hear the question.
My question is this. I have two questions. One is in the front of our yard, we have two big sea grasses, like very Cape Coddy.
Yep.
And we've had them for 5 or 6 years, and they've always done really well. This year, they didn't do so well. One ended up doing better towards the end of the summer, and the other one, it had some grass, but not a lot. And I'm wondering whether that's a symptom of just the weather or if there's anything that we could do here.
I think it had a little bit to do with the weather. Even on Cape Cod, you guys had a little bit of that crazy winter like we did in the northern part of the state where it really snowed in February versus any time in December, January. We also had that warm-up in February, so it really did some damage to plants. Do you usually cut the grasses back every fall, or do you let them go?
I let them go and then cut them in the spring.
Okay. I mean, either way works. There's no wrong way on that. If you wanted to cut them in the spring, perfect. I just wanted to see if that had something to do with it this year. Go ahead.
No, I don't know. It was just really weird. And then there were a few others on our street that had similar growth issues.
Okay, and are they close to the road or are they closer to the house?
Closer to the house.
Okay. Well, you know what? It really does just sound like it could be a weather thing. Maybe, you know, just the way the weather was, we did have that really warm temperatures in February, and then it got to freezing cold. One of the other things that happened was we had that warm temperatures, then we had a nor'easter that was actually rain versus snow, the first one. So plants started to see the warm up, and then from there, the plants felt the rain, and they kind of thought, okay, maybe it's starting to get into April. They started to warm up and start to wake up, if you will. And then from there, we had those nor'easters that were snow. Down in the Cape, you might have had a little bit more rain on a few of them, but it got plants thinking and got them warmed up and ready to go. And then we had the snow, and that could be one of the things that actually really hurt the plants.
Okay. Then my other question is about roses. We've got a few roses in another part of the yard. One of them is that Julia Child, a very bright yellow. Very beautiful.
Yep.
What do you recommend now that we do to prepare them for next season?
Okay, so I wouldn't be doing any huge pruning at this time. You can cut some of it back if you wanted to, but your biggest pruning should be in around April 20th, April 15th. My father would always say that it would be around the time that the Red Sox came back to Boston in the spring and started playing for real instead of like spring training games.
Right.
So once they start to come back, that's about the time you can start to prune your roses. At this point in time, what you can actually do is, and I'd wait a little bit because what I'm about to tell you, with the using of salt marsh hay or mulch, putting that around a plant can create like a mouse hotel, if you will, by putting it too early. Mice and small rodents are looking for shelter for the winter. They're looking for water, etc. What I would want you to do, maybe closer to Thanksgiving, is either get salt marsh hay or some mulch and go about 12 inches up on the rose and cover it all the way around it for winter. That's going to help protect the base of the plant and keep it that consistent temperature versus the freeze-thaw effect that could be happening. So, like I said, again, you'd want to do that closer to Thanksgiving, and you can either use salt marsh hay or you can use mulch.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Chris, thank you for the phone call, and good luck with the with your plants.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Ellie in New Hampshire.
All right, Nathan.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah,
Ellie in New Hampshire.
Ellie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Oops, thank you. I have a question about hydrangeas.
Okay.
Do I cut the big, huge flowers off?
You definitely
cut the whole thing back, and it didn't seem to catch up. So now we've got it, it's about 3 feet tall, but I've got huge blossoms on them. Do we just cut the blossoms off and then kind of tie the rest of it up?
Yeah, so what I would do is I would cut the blossoms off right below the stem, maybe go to a junction where you would see some leaves, and just get rid of the blossoms from it. One of the things
okay,
that the
so
blossoms...
I don't have to cut the whole thing.
I wouldn't at this point.
Okay.
Depends on when you can cut them on what style of hydrangea you have. Do you happen to know the variety?
No, but they're pink.
Okay. They start off white and then...
Yep.
Yep. Okay. So they're most likely... they're in full sun probably?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yep. So it's a paniculata type hydrangea. A lot of the paniculatas will grow on new growth and on old wood. With this one, what I'd like to see you do is cut the flowers back, leaving the plant the way it is. By leaving the flowers on there, when it snows or when it gets really heavy rain, that type of thing, it can weigh the plant down and break the inside. Give it fresh, it would cut the main stem, that type of thing. from there, right, what you can actually do is tie the hydrangea up almost like a Hershey Kiss.
Uh-huh.
So that the bottom is, you know, is more round and the top is really tight. So you would use like a jute twine. That's like a green twine that is biodegradable. So you would tie it up there, like I said, like a Hershey Kiss. And then in the next couple of weeks, maybe closer to Thanksgiving, I'd want to see you put either salt marsh hay or some mulch close to the plant itself. Salt marsh hay is probably your best bet. There's no weed seeds. It can breathe and grow through there if you weren't going to get it early in the spring, you know, remove it early in the spring. What I'd also like to see you do is spray the plant with wilt proof. Especially the stems where you cut the blossoms, and you're going to do that about the same time that you do the mulching around Thanksgiving. Do a few of those things, and you really should have some success going forward with your hydrangea.
Oh, good. Do you have time for one more question?
Why don't you hang tight for me during the break?
Okay.
And on the other side of the break, we'll help you out with that question, too.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It it's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Allie from New Hampshire. She had a second question, but I wanted her to hang tight so we could get to it. So, Allie, what was your second question?
Okay, my roses, they're still blooming. I cut them back, like, at the beginning of September. And,
okay.
They're blooming like crazy. So now we're going to get a frost. But I don't know whether to just leave them or cut them back.
Well, see, you could cut deadhead and get rid of the flowers. That, you know, Mother Nature is going to do that.
The stems?
No, I wouldn't at this time. The best time to be pruning roses is the beginning of April, or maybe about the middle of April.
Okay.
For the longest time, my father would always say that when the Red Sox came back to Boston to play for real, so like the spring training games, when they actually just started playing. So it's
right.
Usually around April 15th, April 20th, around that time, is when you would do
so
some of the heavier pruning.
September's not a good time to do it.
Well, in September, what you did was you helped rejuvenate it a little bit and get a second bloom out of it. So I would assume that, you know, that was beneficial for it. It's not a bad thing. You can prune roses a few times, especially if you're trying to shape them, trying to get them to, you know, get into the area that you want. They're too big, they're too small, you know, number of different things. What I'd like to see you do is you could cut those flowers off once they've gone by. Again, Mother Nature tonight might be doing her way of pruning for you.
Exactly.
But I'd still get rid of those flowers that are spent or dead. They're not going to help benefit the plant at all, and they're probably going to just turn black and look unsightly. So I would get rid of those and plan on around Thanksgiving putting either salt marsh hay or mulch around the roses, about 12 inches wide, 12 inches high, around it to keep the plant insulated for winter.
the same thing as the hydrangea?
Yeah, so one of the reasons why you wait, and as I said for the hydrangeas, you don't want mice or rodents to go into the plant right now. You'd basically be creating a mouse hotel right now. You'd be putting straw that have plants to eat and the water from it to eat, to drink. So it's basically they wouldn't want to leave. So that's why you wait a little bit. Go to your garden center. If you're going to get salt marsh hay to do it, go to your garden center now and get it and just keep it for later. When it comes time around Thanksgiving, a lot of local garden centers, that type of place, are more worried, are more thinking about like poinsettias, Christmas trees, wreaths, that type of thing. They might not have the salt marsh hay at that time. So that's why you get it now, you keep it till later, and then you use it around Thanksgiving to really protect the plant. Or, like I said, you could use mulch on the roses. That would work as well. And the great thing about the salt marsh hay is there's no weed seeds in it, so you're not putting any weeds into the garden around it either from that.
All right. Thank you so much.
And one last,
helpful.
Thank you. One last thing you would want to do on the roses after any of the cuts that you did, and you can do this around Thanksgiving, is spray some wilt proof on those stems where the cuts were to keep the moisture in for the winter.
Okay.
You could do the same thing on the hydrangeas for any of those cuts, like I was saying. It's definitely a benefit to help it. You don't see it on every label. My father's been talking about it for years upon years doing it, and there's been a lot of success stories by doing that. You know, if you're doing it for your evergreens that are around it, it's not going to harm you by doing it on the roses or the hydrangeas.
All right. Okay, thank you so much.
All right, Allie, thank you so much for the phone call, and good luck with your hydrangea and your roses.
Thank you.
The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizae fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. On the other side of the hour, we'll have 1 hour left in the program, so give us a call and we'll do everything we can to help you. The phone number, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. A little bit after the show today, I'm going to post the video of my father talking to Stockbridge School of Agriculture and a video that they put on for us. So go to our Facebook page, you know, around 11 o'clock today, and we'll get that out there. If not, give us a call. We'll talk soon.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.